This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to do a markets story right now, not how the markets are going right now, but the way the markets think things are going to go at some defined point in the future, given the trade unease of late. Those kinds of markets that we're talking about are called, cleverly, the futures markets. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has more on what they can tell us.
A future is a contract you sign now to buy or sell something in the future. Wheat, steel, pork, could be anything.
A futures contract allows someone to lock in a price today for something they're going to sell in the future.
Blue Putnam is chief economist of CME Group, which runs some of the world's most important futures markets.
Futures markets are not particularly accurate at predicting the future, but they do represent a barometer of how people are thinking today.
And people are thinking that our trade disputes with other countries are going to hurt a lot of U.S. agricultural producers. Scott Irwin chairs agricultural marketing at the University of Illinois.
In the last few weeks, soybean prices have declined over 10%.
That's because of planned Chinese retaliatory tariffs on soybeans. Similar things happening with cotton futures. Jack Scoville is vice president of Price Futures Group.
Another market that most people don't think about is the frozen concentrated orange juice market.
The EU is preparing retaliatory tariffs on, among other things, frozen concentrated orange juice. So futures prices went down there. On the other hand,
natural gas futures have increased in value.
Larry McDonald is founder of the Bear Traps Report, a risk analysis newsletter. If the U.S. and China reach a deal where China buys more natural gas, then maybe the price of natural gas will rise in the future.
Markets, I think, believe there's a grand bargain in the end.
A grand bargain to resolve the U.S.'s many trade disputes. Then again, maybe not in time for U.S. farmers. Then again, maybe markets are just scratching their heads like the rest of us. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.